The Old Testament today, in one of the Old Testament readings in the lectionary, is from the Songs of Solomon. Now, I don't know, a lot of people stay away from the Song of Solomon, and I don't know why. The Song of Solomon was often read at Passover in the festival for the people of Israel at the time. But it's a love story. It's a song that is affirming the sanctity of marriage, and it also gives us a picture of God's love for his people. So before I read the scripture, it's going to be in chapter 2, verses 8 through 13. I just want to give you some things to think about. Someone whispers to you, "I love you." But what does it mean? You heard me say that sometimes at church. What does it mean, love? How do you define love? Well, the world today is tossing that word love around so loosely and far too casually. The phrase, "I love you," can now mean, "I have feelings for you, I admire you, or I want to go to bed with you." Song of Songs, or Songs of Solomon, reminds us of the true meaning of marital love as God intended it. You see, love, real love, is in the context of marriage. It's a rock-solid, unwavering, undenying commitment to care for each other, to enjoy, and to build up your mate with a security of total commitment, intimacy, and vulnerability. The keys to excitement and the fulfillment of marriage has a chance to grow, but in our modern society today, they are so confused about love. Movies and TV productions, and I can't even hardly watch any of this stuff even anymore, even on broadcast stations, which used to be a safe place to get some good movies and different things. But not so much today. They are changing it with such a thing that it's just so sad. Because sex without marriage and committed love makes you vulnerable without the undergirding support of trust. Oh, it might feel good, but it's cheap because it's based on fleeting feelings and not a commitment. It destroys the trust. Solomon, the writer of the Song of Songs, suggests a different set of events. First comes a loving commitment, then marriage, and then sexual intimacy. Commitment and trust are the foundational stones of a wonderful, romantic, intimate, full, fun-filling, and fully marriage is just such a special thing. They give you the freedom to grow in the ingredients of true love. But in this book, it's a beautiful example of married love. The writer gives us a picture of our relationship with God. That's what really it boils down to. In the same way that commitment is necessary for the most fulfilling marriage, it's also complete devotion and is necessary between God and his people. Anything that becomes more important than that needs to be challenged. I do to more want you to understand about the intimate ways, the sinful ways, an adulterous affair that breaks the trusting relationship between God and me. Now that's heart-wrenching when you think about it. As we put it in there, do we commit adultery against God? Yeah, we do. But the Song of Songs, or the Songs of Solomon, teaches us that commitment is at the heart of the most intimate of all relationships. A person and God, the most intimate human relationship, is a husband and a wife. And the most wonderful intimate relationship with God was with through his Son, Jesus Christ. Chapter 2, verses 8 through 13, New Living Translation says this: "Oh, I hear him, my lover. He comes leaping on the mountains and bounding over the hills. My lover is like a swift gazelle or a young deer. Look, he is behind the wall. Now he is looking through the window, gazing into my room. My lover said to me, 'Rise up, my beloved, my fair one, and come away. For the winter is past, and the rain is over and gone. The flowers are springing up, and the time of singing birds have come, even the cooling of the turtle doves. The fig trees are budding, and the grapevines are in blossom. How delicious they smell. Yes, spring is here. My beloved, my fair one, come away with me." May God add his blessings to the reading and the hearing and understanding of the Song of Solomon in the New Living Translation. Treat yourself to a wonderful, wonderful love story yourself. Pick up the Bible and read the Book of Solomon. You will truly be blessed. In Jesus' precious name, have a wonderful day. Amen.